Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. My friends, there's a major victory for Donald Trump. A major roadblock for Trump is now gone. All those liberals who were trying to block Trump from becoming the president, all those liberals are not happy today. They are sad. They must be crying. They have lost, and Trump has won. My friends, the court of law has spoken. The Supreme Court of the United States of America has ruled that states cannot remove Donald Trump from the ballot. My friends, for quite a while now, liberal activists in blue states have pushed for the removal of Donald Trump's name from the state's ballot. The liberals know that Trump is strong. They know that he's popular. They know that he's a true leader who will make America great again. And so the liberals worked very hard to try to remove Trump's name from the ballot. The Supreme Court in Colorado determined that Trump cannot serve as president under Section 3 of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. But when the case appeared before the U.S. Supreme Court, the Colorado Supreme Court's decision was reversed. What a defeat for the liberal activists in Colorado. The liberals in Colorado have been defeated. Their efforts to remove Donald Trump from the ballot have failed. And guess what? The ruling doesn't just apply in the case of Colorado. It applies to all states, all American states. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states cannot remove Trump from the ballot. And guess what? This was a unanimous ruling. All justices of the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of Donald Trump. What a major victory for Donald Trump. What a big day for America. My friends, think about it. Think about it. The liberals know that they cannot defeat Trump in the 2024 election. The liberals know that their policies have caused havoc in the economy. Liberal policies, the policies of the Democrats, have caused havoc in the American economy. And people are sick and tired of excessive government spending. People are sick and tired seeing the border crisis. People are tired of rising crime. And there are so many other problems. The Americans are sick and tired of seeing their communities adversely affected by the policies of the Democrats. And so the liberals can see that the Americans are overwhelmingly leaning towards Donald Trump. And the liberals are afraid that Trump is going to win. And so, what do the liberals come up with? The far-left activists, the Democrats, they come up with a plan to remove Trump's name from the ballots in different states. That's the plan they came up with. They tried to remove Trump's name from the ballot in Colorado. In fact, liberal activists filed legal challenges to try to remove Donald Trump's name from the 2024 ballot in more than 30 states. In more than 30 states. But guess what, my friends? The truth prevails. The one who is on the right track will win. And so Trump has won. Now, Trump's name will appear on the ballot. No state can exclude his name. The truth has won. This ruling, This ruling comes as we head towards Super Tuesday. And that's tomorrow, March 5th. That's Super Tuesday. My friends, ideally, in an election, there would be a battle of ideas. That's what an election is. It's a battle of ideas, a competition of policy proposals, a contest in which candidates would offer solutions to the pressing problems in society. And then the voters get to decide who they want to pick. The voters listen to the policy proposals. They learn about the different ideas. They learn about the candidates. And they hear about the solutions that the candidates are presenting. And then the voters decide. But the liberals have fallen to such a level that now they want to get the super popular frontrunner of the GOP removed from the ballot. And what do the why do the liberals want to do that? Why did the liberals try to remove Trump's name from the ballot? Because the liberals cannot compete in the battle of ideas and policy solutions. Because the liberals have created problems for the American people. And now the liberals realize that they cannot win in November 2024. They feel that they are heading towards defeat in November 2024. The liberals feel that they will be rejected by the American people in November 2024. And that's why they tried really hard to remove Trump's name from the ballot to try to prevent him from being the GOP presidential nominee. But guess what? The truth prevailed. The road is now clear for Donald Trump, the front runner from the Republican Party, to move forward in full speed, and he's heading towards the GOP nomination. Donald Trump is getting closer to becoming the GOP nominee. My friends, a great day for America, a great day for Donald Trump, and a great day for freedom loving Americans. My friends, thank you for continuing to listen to my podcast. Please visit my website, tossifanam.net. You can also send me an email. My email address is tossif@tossifanam.net. My friends, thank you so much for continuing to listen to my podcast. Please find me on social media. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Connect with me. Share with me your thoughts. Share with me your views. If you have questions, ask me questions. Thank you once again for continuing to listen to my podcast, and I hope to be back again soon with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.